If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss. There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Sam Pamphilon.
Tom McCall. How are you?
All right, mate.
Yeah?
All right.
Yeah.
How's your side of the island?
Fine. It's nice. Weather's good. It's balmy. Yeah. I'm kind of getting into it a little bit, you know. Coming to terms with this being the rest of my existence.
Okay.
You know.
How are your crisp choices holding up?
Still bad choices. A lot of them are bad choices.
That was a terrible choice. Yeah. What was it? I can't even remember what
it was. It was a salt and vinegar max.
Terrible crisp.
But this is when I was back in Blighty.
Yes.
They were the ones I bought.
When were you back in Blighty?
Whenever we were in England before we came here. We haven't worked out when that was.
14 years ago.
14 years ago. I mean, that's just the number you picked out of your
own. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Don't worry about it. I might as well introduce this week's
The beginning is the best time to do that.
Yeah, sure. This week's castaway is an actor, a writer, and a producer. He has starred in various film and TV projects, including Misfits, Him and Her, Trolleyed, Babylon, Spike Island, The Bletchley Circle. Is that right?
That's how you say circle, yeah.
Thank you. But he is probably best known for playing the lead role of Lance Hunter in Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. His theatre credits are no less impressive, having performed at the National Theatre and the Royal Court, as well as starring as Stuart Sutcliffe in the West End hit Backbeat. I always get him mixed up with the murderer. Stuart Sutcliffe.
Peter Sutcliffe.
And if you called his story Backbeat, it would have a different connotation.
That it would.
It would be horrible.
This week's castaway is also co-creative director, founder and writer for the production company Good, Best, Better, and is developing a short film and TV series. It is, of course, Nick Blood.
Hiya.
Welcome.
Hi, Nick.
You got some, you're out of date there with some of that information.
Oh, my God.
That Good, Best, Better thing. But don't worry, the rest of it's almost true.
Prior to the crash or wreckage, whatever brought you here.
Yeah.
You were cooking on gas, mate. Going very, very well.
I'm confused. What do you mean?
Well, you're on a desert island now. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, right. Sorry. Yeah. Up until then,
it takes a little while to adjust, doesn't it?
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
No, he still thinks he's
doing fine. It's just that I'm treating it like a holiday.
Yeah.
Oh, it's longer than a holiday.
So we are here to discuss you're here stuck on this island for ever, infinity,
right,
until you die. We haven't worked it out yet. But you've got three packets of crisps that you could keep with you for the rest of the time.
Is it just three packets or three types of crisps? Is it
three
like you
types
have to make each three packets last for the rest of time?
You know those
time
little boxes? That's when the Walker's Max would come into it. They're 50 grams.
Yeah.
So you have an endless supply of three.
An endless miracle supply of those crisps. So, the thinking is you've got to choose something that...
I see, if I'd known that, I probably would have been slightly smarter and thought about, like, the different food groups.
Yeah.
You know, I would have gone for some vegetable crisps.
Yeah.
And maybe pushed the boundaries.
Some weird attempt to create an actual meal.
Yeah. Something a bit sweet so you could have dessert.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like a Tangy Tom's fairly sweet.
Or the Monster Munch special edition.
The vanilla ice cream.
Vanilla ice cream. They were covered in sugar instead of salt.
Really? There we go. I would have had that.
You'd have had that. Would you?
What were those things?
Well, yeah, but if you're there for the rest of time, at least, and it's endless supply, you could just dip into it now and then for a little bit.
I suppose.
I think you're limiting yourself to two bags of crisps then. I don't think you'd be allowed to have them on the island, but do you remember Flips?
No.
This is what your name is.
Go on.
Chocolate covered pretzels came in a little bag. They didn't last long. We didn't.
Oh, that's a big thing in America, Flips. Chocolate covered pretzels.
They were nice.
Yeah.
Salty chocolate. Things.
Okay.
But we didn't go for it.
We're not much of a, like, chocolate covered salt things.
Americans kinda love combining. If you like two things, it's like, why not just put them together? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we are, we're getting on to the whole sweet and salty thing. We're sort of buying into it. Yeah. I just think British people are wary of pretzels because I don't think we know what they are. Mm. Are they bread?
I remember when I was a little kid, I had like fear of pretzels for up until about 5 or 6 years ago. Because when I was a little kid, I remember we were staying at some of my parents' friend's place. My parents and them were obviously up, you know, eating and drinking or whatever. And I can't remember if, oh yeah, that's it. We'd just been like snacking and like stealing the food that they, you know, all the snacks I got. And I just ate tons and tons of these little pretzels and then just puked it all up in the middle of the night. And I couldn't, honestly, looking at one of them just would make me want
to vomit. They're knobbly, they've got little bits on them. And also, the thing is, they can't...
They taste of sick. That was what my memory was. It was just like pretzels taste of sick. And it was
Americans love stuff that tastes of vomit. They love it. They love vomit as food. The thing about a pretzel is that they're very, very salty, but you can't put enough salt on a pretzel for it to last all the way till you swallow. Do you know what I mean? So you put a pretzel in. There's these other pretzel snacks you can get, American brand that are over here. I can't remember what they're called. And you put them in, they're like sour cream and onion flavour, and you go, mmm. And then the flavour goes, and you just got this...
Stodgy
biscuit.
Like,
biscuit.
I quite like that about a pretzel though. The ones with like the actual granulated bits of salt on it. It's like a treasure trove. Because you can have a bite and then boom, there
you,
it is.
Puppy, but once you get down to the mush level, that's when you spit it out.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, right? Back in the day when we were allowed sandwiches and things like that.
Yeah, good times.
I like to just leave myself a little, maybe a jalapeno, just one.
Yeah.
Just a little, chaplow.
Yeah.
So you're eating it.
Somewhere pow. In the sandwich, just like a surprise.
Oh, yeah. Well, as a surprise all the way through.
Yeah, just like a little pow.
Did you not have much going on in your life?
No, I was like, trust me though, you're eating your sandwich, bite is that jalapeno, boom, I'm alive.
Yeah, but I want that all the way
alive.
Through.
I'm alive.
I want that all the way through, and that's why, but if I eat jalapenos, I just shit for 2 days.
You are anally retarded.
But my mum's got the same thing. She's like, Sam, I love it. It's the other day, the other day, 14 years ago. I was at home, and my mum said, I love jalapenos. I was like, I love jalapenos. She goes, but I just shit for days. I'm like, yeah, me too. I said, do you still eat jalapenos? She goes, yeah, do you?
It runs in the family.
There we go. There we go.
Where's that first big laugh?
There
we go.
There it is.
Yeah. But, you know, that's how much I like jalapenos. I will, if I haven't got anything on, I'll check. If I haven't got to do anything particularly the next day, I'll eat jalapenos.
Don't you, like, I remember being quite shocked once when you told me that you quite regularly mess your pants.
Yeah,
that's true, isn't it?
You had to delay then when you were like, I don't think I want to talk about this.
Unfortunately, I've spoken about this quite a lot publicly. I reckon I shit my pants probably 6 times a year.
Wow, why?
Yeah. Well, I've got like an irritable bowel. So
have you got irritable bowel syndrome?
Well, I've never been diagnosed, but every now and then I'll go...
Is it certain things or?
Yeah, so jalapenos.
Or you just think like you just lack discipline.
Yeah, I've
like
you lack
determination.
I've got
you just
extremely
like,
wide colon. It just lets everything out. I just log off
but
the whole time.
If I was gonna shit myself,
did you say that like you know it's gonna happen? If I was gonna shit myself, you'd go to the toilet.
What,
if you
just,
knew,
you just like spontaneously.
No,
just
this is how it
suddenly
comes.
Just
this
boom.
Is how it comes. I'll tell you this one. This is how it comes.
I think you're just lazy.
No, it's not laziness. You think
I think it happened once and you went, I got through it, but like it wasn't that bad.
I'll
do that again.
For that very
it's
reason.
Like giving birth. It's like the first time someone does it, it's just like never again, and they forget about it.
Next time you just slacker.
Yeah.
No, it's more that can you think, oh, there's a cheeky little fart there, and you do a fart, and there's a little bit of follow through,
right?
Like a little bit afterbirth almost. It's annoying.
I shouldn't have.
Yeah, I think maybe you need to go to the toilet every time you need to fart, which is probably. You know,
not practical. Not practical. I'd have to have a portable toilet strapped to my back.
It's more practical than shitting your pants.
It isn't. I've got a fine art down
have
now.
You got a nappy?
Oh, yeah. I could shit myself at dinner and be like, I could still carry on conversation. No, I've got to make the 3 minutes till the smell starts to reach. And I'd be like, gents, to the toilet. And in that toilet, in 2 minutes flat, I could change pants, destroy the evidence, the underwear, wrap them in a plastic bag, stick them in your bin. We're having dinner at your house, and you'll never know it's happened.
Is it certain foods that provoke it?
Jalapenos, mate.
Just jalapenos.
It depends.
Spicy food.
Yeah, but I love spicy food, so it's hard to tell.
Too.
What's the guy
me
to do?
Too.
What's the guy to do?
Right, should we get on to the first bag of crisps?
Let's do that. So, Nick Blood, welcome to the island.
Thanks.
Let's crack on. What is your first choice?
I'll tell you what, I'll start simple.
Yeah?
Walker's oven baked, ready salted.
Okay. I mean, yeah.
The Nissan Micra crisps.
Yes.
Keeping Nick. It simple, it's like, what more could you want from a crisp?
Well, flavor. Yeah, some pickled
you know, I've never had them.
I've never had them.
I'm casting aspersions. Well,
I've never like, I'm just not going to say until you've tried it. Then.
Are they a bit of an LA crisp?
No, Nick. Walkers. It's a British brand.
Yeah, but they're 50%.
No. See what it is. No. All right. What you should have done is got regular ready salted crisps, and then the oven baked ones, and then you'll see.
Because you're like, saying they're better than the fried.
Way better. Like, because really? The fried ones are too thin, and so they just taste greasy.
Yeah.
And, like, I get no satisfaction out of them. And I don't know, it's like, you just got to taste it.
But why the ready salted?
Let's try it. Also, there's something nostalgic about it. That, like, when I was a kid, I remember, like, as a kid, we'd always have, like, just, the in our packed lunches, just, like, the cheapest, like, own brand, like, crisps.
Like, 15-gram bags, tiny little bags.
And then, like, Tesco Value or whatever. And then there was a period where my mum started getting his mini cheddars. Felt like it was. Mm. Oh yeah, it was that around time New Labour came in.
Okay. Yeah.
And all of a sudden, like, you know, I found out what an avocado was and stuff. Yeah. And certain mini cheddars, and then you could get the crinkle.
Oh yeah. So there's salt and vinegar crinkle,
which is similar to this.
They are insanely good.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's try these.
Put them in our mouth, and then Nick, if you talk us through the flavour profile, okay. That'd be greatly appreciated.
Well, part of it's texture.
That's a good texture, man.
The crunchiness. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yep. Think about having a regular ready salt with crisp and the way it just kind of, it just goes a bit, just disintegrates in your mouth. And then the salt content.
It's pretty good.
It's just right. And also, I find like if you eat those really thin, regular fried ready salt with crisps, like the not posh ones, like regular Walker's ones, you don't even feel like you've eaten anything.
No.
And really you've just eaten just grease that's been kind of transported by a little wafer of potato.
True.
Whereas this feels like it's almost a meal.
I quite like these. I like them because they kind of almost got like a frisbee type of texture. Yeah, that's that reconstituted potato.
Mm-hmm.
But the texture a little bit, I feel like you could put milk on them and have it as a cereal.
Do you know what?
That
isn't insane to me.
No.
I kind of understand.
I reckon you could crunch them up and just sort of put them on a salad or something.
That's a good idea.
A good crust to some kind of pie.
I bet you there's recipes for this. Like, you know, like everyone likes to make stuff with like digestive biscuits. I bet you can make a good recipe with it.
Well, I've mentioned this before. Just through a salad, it'd be great.
My old dear used to do cheese and onion crisps on top of a fish pie with some butter and Worcester sauce. Trust, bruh.
Nice.
Yeah. Like, that was some good
honestly,
stuff.
Honestly, that they disappear so quick. If I get a bag of them, it's just like in fact, when you know, is that a six pack you got there?
Mm.
There was a point in the little Sainsbury's near my flat where I'd gone to buy like some other snack, and I was like, oh, like 70p, that's a quid for a bag of six. Ate them all that evening.
Yes,
did the same the next time I went to the Sainsbury's store.
You're in the right place.
You're essentially you're eating veg.
Do you know what? Basically, you don't feel as guilty.
Yeah.
It's proper sustenance.
Yeah.
I'm salt in your
food. I don't mind them. I mean, they're just getting older. I don't mind
them. They're nowhere near my
as
top
a starter,
three, but they're...
If that was your starter and you had those vanilla ones as your afters.
Yeah. What's your main, though?
This just sets you up.
Yeah.
If you stick
those out at a party, I'm not going to be angry at you.
Do you know what?
Exactly. Everybody's going to like them. It's not like it's got some offensive flavour in it. Some people don't really hate cheese and onion.
I've got no grease on my hands, guys.
Cheese
and
onion. Yeah. Exactly.
No
you grease. See?
I don't often, when we're tasting these, go back for more.
There you go.
I've had about six of them.
I've noticed how the bowl's almost gone, so you doubted me.
We've done two bags. And when we had the kettle chips, didn't have fucking any of them.
No. Posh crisps.
Well, see, posh crisps are like nice, but I remember reading this article about how the science of food, and it was really, really quite demonic, the way that, you know, big food companies have scientists whose sole job is to effectively work out how you make people eat more of the product. So by the amount, you know, adjusting the amount of salt content, the amount of fat content to make it addictive, effectively. It's like this mass kind of force pushing you towards obesity and so on. And it was talking about those kettle chips. The way they're made and the way they're designed is that you just keep eating them. So they're actually worse. You think you're eating something posher, therefore it's going to be healthier.
No.
It's going to be made with better ingredients and so on. But actually, like, you just end up ramming them down your... And they're thicker than the other crisps, so...
And the bags are massive.
Yeah.
We had a guy in VDJ Barbecue in.
Yeah.
He picked kettle chips.
Yeah.
And he goes, kettle chips, I've got an issue with posh crisps. So I dismissed him there and then, saying kettle chip, posh crisp, rubbish. And he was like, yeah, they're like my friend makes them. Like, he knew the person who invented them. So then I felt awful.
Did you feel bad about that?
I felt really bad.
I think his mate's doing all right. I wouldn't have much sympathy for him.
Yeah.
But it's like that. You know those like posh corn and all the posh popcorn brands?
Mm-hmm.
But you're paying like a quid this thing, which is, and it's all marketing that you're paying for. Mm-hmm. It's just like the fancy pack. You could have the exact same product in a different packet, and you think because one's got kind of pastely sort of shades to it that it's healthier than the next one, which is, you know, exact same thing. It's we're stupid species.
Well, that's why I'm a Space Raiders kind of guy.
Yeah,
no,
because you
saying.
Like cancer.
I love cancer. Get cancer from space rays?
Oh, yeah, well,
not specifically.
You know,
arm cancer.
Overprocessed.
Whatever arm you
food.
Put into the bag, that's the one you get the cancer.
But you probably get fingernail cancer from it.
Oh, they're all eight. Well, amongst with
10p, five or 10p when we were little. Tiny Toms,
now,
or whatever they were called.
Tangy
Toms.
I've told it before, I'm going to tell it again. When we were in school, my mate had a packet of Tangy Toms, opened it up. One Tangy Tom in there, size of a cricket ball.
Really?
Joyous.
I just chewed, like, chomped on it on the way home.
Are you sure it wasn't because you were little, the size of your hands? It was just the size of like a pool ball.
There was one in there.
Like
a Jeremy Beadle.
Pong, but you thought it was.
No, it was huge. So I'm on board with that, Nick.
Well, we don't. It's not really up to us to sort of say whether you can or you can't.
Do you know
but
what?
I'm pleasantly surprised by him.
Yeah. I've never had them.
I think I'd have those.
And also, as well,
regular ones.
Yeah.
If you're if you guys are stuck on this desert island the whole time, right? And you've got all these crisps, you're going to just want variations. It doesn't matter
we're
how much you like it. Oh,
we're
not?
No. We made our choices.
Well, you just saw you eat some of them.
Yeah, it's the initiation ceremony. It's, but we've not fleshed out the idea completely, so...
well, go back to popcorn quickly.
Go on.
It's fucking easy to make at home.
I know. It's so easy.
Who taught me that? It was my sister-in-law. So you just pop some popcorn, a little bit of oil, and then you chuck in
the spray
butter
oil.
And... Do spray.
Spray oil's the one.
And then Marmite and butter.
Marmite.
Make Marmite-y butter and chuck the popcorn back in. Kids bloody love it, mate.
Marmite?
Marmite-y popcorn.
I'll make popcorn and then you get, you know, the spray oil.
Yeah.
Spray that, toss it around a bit, and then salt and pepper.
Yeah, fine.
Salt and pepper's good.
Yeah.
Bit of pepper on it.
What about, I like some dirty caramel, smothering it. Butter kissed. Okay, so, Nick, would you like to introduce your second crisp? What's it going to be?
Oh, I'm trying to think what I like. Want to leave tasting.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? I want the aftertaste to be. And also as well, you've got to think about your palate.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to blow it out.
Really, you should have something other than water to help clean the palate.
Well,
in between
we'll
snacks.
See. Later on, Nick, you may well get a
oh, really? Okay. Yeah. We've started with something very plain. Let's go to the next level, which is squares.
What flavour squares?
Salt and vinegar squares.
Yeah.
Are there any other flavours, salt and vinegar, squares?
It's a good cheese and onion.
There are, but...
A good cheese and onion.
Yeah, but where are you going to find them?
This is an undeniable...
Was that the whole packet? That is ridiculous.
That's a big
that
bag
packet?
As well. That's,
a grab bag. I mean, I could literally grab all of those crisps in one hand.
Well, Nick, you...
That's the other thing which annoys me about...
You have an endless supply.
I know, but come on, how much have you paid for that? Probably about £1 for that, wasn't it? I think that's pretty... And also, they don't look like they used to.
They look a bit darker.
They look like they look thicker than
well,
they used
occasionally,
to.
They do overcook.
Overfry
have a go. Have you got a... Like, they're a very reliable crisp.
They don't look
square.
As dirty as they normally do.
It's because they used to come in a slutty,
quality.
See-through bag. That's what it was.
Maybe.
Tell you what, just get the nose of it. Give it a little...
They're so good.
It's almost like you'd punish yourself eating them. I used to really like those... Brannigan's beef and mustard ones, and it was like punishment eating them. It was like sour sweets, where it's kind of that thin line between pleasure and pain.
Oh, these are vinegary.
You smell that? They smell. You know when someone walks past you with a portion of chips,
yeah,
got salt and vinegar, and their chips smell better than any chip you've ever had. That's what they smell like.
Have you ever had? You know, like all those markets are getting converted into like posh eating places, like that Brixton Village. There's one. Where is it? Is it Wandsworth or somewhere like that? And it's really, really nice seafood restaurant there. And they had powdered salt and vinegar.
Powdered salt and vinegar.
You could buy the powder.
So basically, like they had like mini fish and chip type stuff, but it was with powdered salt and vinegar.
Oh, lovely!
That they made themselves, and it was like I could have probably just poured all that in my mouth.
Oh my! Do you know what I like to do sometimes? If I've got an ulcer, I like to get a bit of disco dust. And just punish myself, all the bad things I've done in my life. I
love that.
Put it on that. I bet it helps.
It's like picking scabs.
Put salt in the wound. I bet it helps. But it cauterizes it, or
used to love picking scabs.
Yeah, and then eating
salt. When you just get those tiny little ulcers on the end of your tongue, probably from eating too many squares crisps, punish yourself by more of it.
I mean, that is undeniably.
It's a classic crisp, isn't it?
A classic.
Although I would say that I think this batch.
It's a bit overfried.
It's not the best batch of them.
Which is rare. They've got a bit
They're a bit thicker. I think they've been cut thicker than usual. They look better quality than they should.
That flavouring.
Yeah.
And it's a reliable crisp.
Well, you say that, and then we've just got a batch flavor. That actually, I'm quite disappointed by them.
Me too, but
I have to be honest.
It's all right.
If I was stuck with that version of squares on the desert island for the rest of my life,
I think the variations would be as it would normally be in the shops.
I hope so.
So as you go through, you'll probably find the exact
Where are they
spectrum.
Coming from, by the way? What's the trade route that they're coming through? Are they being made on the island, or are we getting
it's
them
a
shipped?
It's a magical thing. We are not able to
Because I was
going to
say, if they're getting transported, surely we could stay away and
we've thought about that, which is why we've used the excuse.
Not saying I'm not enjoying your company.
Have you seen Maze Runner? Seen that film?
Why would I have watched that?
You're thinking about the trials. So what happens in that film, is every now and again this thing just rises from they don't know where, and there's a new person on it. It's the same with the crisps.
Okay. Right.
So it just rises up, then we got our box for the week, and then we indulge.
Or not, depending on how bored you are of the flavour you've chosen.
I'm really disappointed with those squares.
Yeah.
Really disappointed. That was a bad bag of squares.
If you were still at home in England, would you feel compelled to write a letter to Walkers?
Tell you what, the bowl would have been thrown against the wall and smashed.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit. Someone's been
kicked
in, LA.
In the telly. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You know, PA would have got the crap beaten out of them. I don't have a PA. It's only because you said that.
Because you keep beating them.
My brain automatically went to a sound system.
PA system just beating up.
Leave that sound system alone.
It's got nothing to do with these crisps.
What was the question again?
Would you feel compelled to write a letter? Are you upset?
I'd feel compelled. I don't know whether I'd actually would transport. I do like writing letters.
You are a letter writer.
I am letter.
What flavour letter?
I will. I've been having this long running thing with the management company. I'll slag them off. They're called East Thames. They're rubbish.
Boo.
They manage loads of buildings throughout East London, and they are just the way they treat the residents is shocking. So I've written various letters, and I've got to the point now where it's like really sarcastic, where I'm like writing to the CEO explaining to her how Google works and stuff. I'm a letter writer.
Didn't you write to your local MP about it?
The local MP's been involved, but Jeremy Corbyn used to be my MP, and I was going through some old stuff and found a letter from him when I complained about something that he then lent his voice to. So I've always been a Jeremy Corbyn fan.
Cool.
I've got that letter kicking around still.
Any kind of building management company is usually an absolute sham.
Because basically it's just, it's all down to numbers. It's the language they use to try and trick you into thinking they treat you like a resident, not a customer.
Yeah.
And that it's they try and the language of, that this is a community, not just like a group of consumers that they're trying to make as much money off as possible. But I've got a keen sense of my own rights, and I don't mind.
I got into a bit of a spat with a management company, and they absolutely rinsed us. As far as I could work out, what would happen would be is that we lived in the flat, and then every 2 weeks there'd be a lady who would hoover the hallway.
Yeah.
And then every month you had to pay them like 150 quid. And then at one point something broke, and they sent you a letter saying, oh, this is broke, it's going to cost 30 grand. Between all of you, it's this much.
You're
What?
Yeah.
What's all that other money for? Because it's the world's most expensive cleaner.
Yeah. I'll go to the ombudsman, I'll find out, I'll write letters.
I've never
to
gone
them.
To an ombudsman.
I got asked when I was complaining about East Thames, like, what would you like the result of this to be? And I said, ideally, I'd like East Thames and all of its and all of the directors to lose their jobs, the company to go out of business, and never be allowed to trade again.
Zing!
In an ideal world, however,
failing that, I'd like my 50 quid back.
Exactly. No, I did. I had a thing with was it Thompson? This was a mad thing, right? It was after drama school.
Thompson Airlines?
It was like Thompson Holidays or whatever.
Or TUI, as they're now known.
Right, okay, I don't know, because I'd never go near them again. And it was like, I'd left drama school, hadn't been on holiday in years, like, got this first job, had a bit of, money, so me and my girlfriend at the time went to Egypt. And we're on this plane. It's our first holiday together. We buy, like, a bottle of champagne, we're on the plane, we're, like, looking forward to this, like, this just a week of doing nothing and sitting on a beach. And we're on the flight's like, I don't know, 6 hours or something like that, maybe say 6 hours. We're 5 hours into it, and something weird starts. You notice something weird is happening on the plane. Then there's a lot of movement. And then anyway, a little bit after that, you suddenly get an announcement. There's been some damage to the windshield of the plane. So we're flying back to Luton Airport for safety reasons. And I'm doing the maths in my head, and I'm thinking, we're an hour away from Egypt, and we're 5 hours back to Luton. How is it safer to spend 5 hours in the air with a broken windshield? But obviously, all them engineers are in Luton, so it's cheaper for them to fly you back to Luton, chuck you in some horrible hotel in Milton Keynes, and give you a voucher for some soggy pasta, than land at the nearest airport or land in Egypt, pay their guys to do it. So then you lose a day, your holiday. And then, so it kicked off about that. That was Jeremy Corbyn got involved on that one. and then at the end of the holiday, we're there at the airport and we're waiting and more and more people are turning up. And then we got chatting to some people, one of whom's mum worked at Luton Airport, who basically was sending her messages saying, the flight coming in is delayed. You're not being flown home tonight. But what they did was they waited to get everybody into the same airport, into the same place, so they could ship you then to like the cheapest hotel that they'd deal with, which was midway through being built for the night. So you all just got bunged there. So instead of people just being able to stay at their hotels and stuff that they were in, they just shipped you into this place. It was literally like a building site overnight. So that was a long running thing. And they sent me a 50 quid voucher for it. So I sent the voucher back because I was like, did you not read my 7-page letter where I documented every stage of this trip, where I said, I will never use your airline again. I said, it's literally worthless. And then a few years ago, they brought out this legislation that you could basically claim back for flights up to 6 years ago. And it was just in time. So I started writing to him again, but I didn't get very far. I was kept thinking I might start that one off again.
Yeah.
Why not?
I like the idea that the windshield was broken on the plane, so the co-pilot was probably just going, his hair and skin being blown off.
Yeah, like that.
We're going to turn back, Chris. No, we're an hour away.
Here's a quick question before we move on. Discos, a good pack of something with discos.
Yeah.
Is next level, right? But you're never going to pick them because they're unreliable.
Yeah.
If they were reliable, would you pick them over a square?
Yeah, I think so, because I've got the baked ones, which are a bit more like the consistency of a disco. Then you get that fried kind of greasy thing from the squares.
Or but we could collect the dust and then just have a mental night just snorting it, going insane.
But also, if you collected the dust, then wherever you had a bad one, you could use some of that dust.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, but what's going to happen then is the dust will
basically
start to
socialism for crisps.
The dust will start to become a currency. Whoever's got the discos will become some sort of sun god.
The dust.
Yeah.
Oh, how can it become a currency? We've got an endless supply of crisps.
Yeah, because we all want the dust now. He's farming off the dust.
If I'd wanted the dust, I'd have picked discos. I picked squares.
It's too late. You've got squares. Yeah, someone else has got discos.
You're overcomplicating
this,
Sam.
Steve. Hello, mate.
Hello, he is.
His beak is full.
Ah,
what a lovely treat.
So, Nick, just to fill you in, this is Steve.
Here they come.
Hello.
And each week he brings in some foreign crisps.
Okay.
Abroad crisps.
That you are allowed to...
Oh, my God.
We're going to have a little...
Bloody foreigners coming over here.
I know. Licking our crisps.
Do you want to explain what we've
They're
got
exotic
there, Nick?
Ones. So these are exotic crisps. That's what they're called, exotic crisps.
Mm-hmm.
Ripe
abroad
plantain.
Crisps.
Taste and tell.
Well, that's not a good thing to put on a packet. That's like scratch and sniff.
But I guess that's kind of like taste it and then tell everyone about
why you're eating fried bananas.
I'm thinking they look, you know, drumsticks, the sweets.
Yeah.
That's in my mind, looking at them.
Yeah.
What, the colour scheme?
Yeah.
I appreciate Stephen Seagull's brought these in, but, I mean, where do the rules stand on, I mean, that is plantain.
Well, it's a good...
Do you know what I like about this as well? It's literally just three ingredients. Selected ripe plantain, vegetable oil and salt.
Do you know what? I think Nick might be tempted by these.
I think I might have tried... Well, I've definitely had plantain chips before.
Stephen Seagull might have picked it at a good moment because salt and vinegar squares just disappointed.
Yeah, okay. Well, so I'll open them up.
Well, in fact, that would have been dessert. Banana. Basically.
Well, exactly. The fact that Seagull drops them down, does that mean they're allowed onto the island? I mean, they're here now, aren't they?
That is a thick pack. I struggle to open it.
Keeping them fresh.
Okay, here we go. Oh, there we go. And this does open the debate of...
what's allowed and what's not allowed.
Yeah, like, are mini cheddars allowed?
Well, yeah, are they like a cracker or...?
Well, this is
I think they're probably a cracker, aren't they?
I mean,
it's like that whole Jaffa Cake thing, isn't it? Because of tax laws, they call them Cakes. What is it? No, they call them biscuits not cakes, because cakes are a luxury item, biscuits are a necessity.
So, what do we think, boys?
Mm.
Well, I find that dried banana you used to get at the supermarket. You used to get muesli. You used to get dried banana bits.
But covered in salt.
But salty.
They're all right, then.
I'd have them as my dessert, for sure.
So, well, Nick.
The only thing I would say, though, is that we're on a desert island.
Mm-hmm.
Depending where it is in the world, there may well be a banana tree I could probably make it myself.
Well, that's definitely... Where are you going to get my oil from?
Deep fat fryer.
Is it literally just barren?
There's a couple of coconuts.
I did go to this island off Oxnard in California.
That's another word I've never heard.
where we went there camping for the weekend for someone's like leaving do, and literally it's this island covered in bird shit, and there's no trees. It's just like scrubland and loads of seagulls. I mean, it was horrible.
We camped there.
But, and also as well, we travelled there on a day where it was like grey and a bit wet and everything. So me and my mate Ian are just like, what are we doing here? It stinks of bird shit. There's no shelter whatsoever. Obviously we had tents. And it just smells. And there's, I don't know why we're here. And then the next day when we got up and it's brilliant sunshine and you're surrounded by the most gorgeous ocean and then these packs of seals, schools of seals. What are they?
Gangs.
Yeah, conglomerate. Crew.
A fatwa.
Posse. Fatwa is something you put on someone, isn't it?
Yeah, they're called a fatwa of seals.
Right. But I got chased by one, actually. It was terrifying.
That's what they're like.
So we were out on these kayaks.
They're big animals, man.
It was so beautiful, though, this place. Like, we went out on these kayaks that we'd brought. You had to bring them with you. And then we went to, like, the fatwa of seals hood. Yeah. And they chased us away.
Damn straight.
And they're big and they're powerful. And it was... utterly terrifying.
I got leggers from a goose once.
You got leggers from a goose?
Really?
They are terrifying beasts.
Yeah.
When they open up them wingspans.
Yeah. I tried to save a duck the other day.
Did you?
Yeah, in Stepney, near where I live, there was there's Stepney City Farm. And I was driving back and I saw this, and it was kind of one of those magical moments where you see like nature in the middle of London and it suddenly like connects you back to nature. It's like with the snow. I find that having snow recently, there's something... I just absolutely love it, going out and you feel like you can see nature happening and it reminds you that you're part of nature and stuff. You see this beautiful, this massive duck. Really, I mean, maybe it was a duck, I don't know. It looked like a duck, it could have been a goose or something, I don't know. It's really big.
Oh, you know about
it. And it was just stood there in the middle of the road. So I stopped my bike and I was like, just staring at it. And this other guy came along. He's like, bruv, like, do you know, like, we've got to try and save it. So we start running around after this goose or whatever it is. People start filming us. So we're trying to catch this thing. And it was like, it wouldn't fly. It was just kind of, you know, fluttering around. And we thought, we'd go to grab it. And then it just set off. And it was incredible. I mean, it was going in the wrong direction from the farm. So
I
hope it made it home. But I don't fancy its chances.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
So
Would you like to introduce your third crisp please?
Doritos Chili Heatwave. And you bought a big bag of them, didn't you? But the thing is, because I'm vegan, there aren't many things that you can have that have dirty, nasty stuff in them, because pretty much everything nasty, like good nasty, has got milk powder in it or like egg or something like that. And this is one of the ones where you go, oh, this is like a dirty, nasty treat that I can have without.
Frazzles are also vegan, apparently.
Are they? That's really... But then that makes me feel like kind of want to vom, where you go, they're meant to be bacon crisps and there's no meat in... No, they haven't seen
meat. It's like
meat.
Bacon bits. You know, you go to a Harvester, the salad bar.
I've never been to Harvester, no.
Never, ever go. But when you were younger...
I was planning to this weekend.
It's a shame. That's what I mean. And you used to go to the buffet bar and the salad bar and you think, do you know what, I'm going to absolutely rinse this. Yeah. So you get like a little bit of potato salad and you just cover it in bacon bits. No bacon in the bacon bit.
Really?
Made out of soy.
Really?
Oh, well, there you go. I could have that. Yeah,
you can have bacon bits.
I've got no problem with stuff that's like... legitimately, like going, this is pretending to be chicken, or this is, you know, when it's just that. There's some great vegan restaurants where there's a place in Hackney, Temple of Seton, which is like, it's like a fried chicken shop, but it's all, you know, obviously
just
not
the batter.
Yeah. stuff like that. I'm like, I know a lot of people go, oh, what's the point if you're going to eat, like, you know, why don't you just eat meat? Well, it's like, that's a long conversation.
Yeah.
Also,
I've never met you.
I don't mind that.
Or...
But it's when something where you go, you're selling that as a meat product effectively.
Yeah.
And it's made of something else random. That sort of scares me a little bit.
Well, do you know what? I'm wildly looking forward to trying these chili heat waves. My mouth's been watering.
You've got to eat a few of them. It's like Pringles. You've got to you can't just have one Pringle at a time. You have to have like two or three.
You've got to build up the flavour.
Mm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
This is like a hangover treat.
Yeah.
There's a little shop near me where if I'm hungover, I go there, like, get a coconut water, a bag of chili heat wave crisps or something.
I mean,
I'm feeling naughty.
That's the only Dorito I can eat without a dip.
I like a Cool Original.
Oh, no, Cool Original. Like one, they got milk in them, on them and everything. But having previously eaten them, I find them really sickly. It's like, just have like, I don't know why they don't just do like a regular tortilla chip that's just like lightly salted.
They do
a hint of lime one.
Flavour to it.
They do a hint of lime one, which is very good. But it's a different to these Doritos. So they're dipping Doritos, they're sort of bigger. And these are more just based around having them.
Well, the thing is, if you dip these in anything, you just get, the flavours would be too weird. Do you know what I mean?
I dip these.
They do a lightly
maybe
salted
dip,
Dorito.
I dip them in hummus or something.
Yeah, or sour cream and chive, something like that's pretty good. You can't have that.
Yeah, well, I can make a nice cashew sour cream.
There you go.
Mm. Oh,
does that work?
Yeah. It's great, man. You just soak cashews in water, like, overnight.
Nutribullet.
And then you can whack them in the Nutribullet. You put in, like, some nutmeg, salt and pepper, lemon juice. Boom.
Bean dip's good as well. I like bean dip.
Yeah.
Beans and beans. Beans.
Depends what sort of beans you're making them out.
Beans.
Bean salad.
Not animal beans.
Not animal beans.
I never use animal beans. Animal-based beans. Not for me, thanks.
Thing with these, right, chili heat waves. I can't imagine dipping them in a salsa.
You don't have a salsa on a desert island.
Well, hold your horses, young man. Do you know what I mean? Like, this kind of style chip, this like tortilla type vibe, is made for dipping.
I don't think it is. I think if you look at the Doritos range,
you've
got the big bangs, you've got the hint of lime, and they're the ones that are for dipping. These ones say they're for dipping, but these are for on the go, mate.
Yeah, true.
100% these are on the go.
Okay.
Unless you've got a salsa pocket, which I used to have, obviously, as you know. Everyone called me old Sammy Salsa Pocket.
Sammy Salsa Pocket.
Used to always have the salsa in one pocket, sour cream and chive in the other.
A Sammy Pockets.
Keep your hands out of my pockets.
It's Sammy Pockets.
Here I come with my dip pockets.
Do you know what? They've got smashed these, haven't they?
Yeah. Like, they're good, aren't they? I was actually quite looking forward to this.
Yeah.
Like when I was having my lunch earlier, I was like,
we've gone back.
Oh,
I'm basically
having crisps.
They're Moorish as fuck. Yeah.
See, now you've put the whole lot out, which means we can't have thirds.
No, this is what you want. You want to get a Dorito that's got all the crumbled up Doritos on it.
I'd prefer to have one small portion and then be able to have seconds and just have one big meal.
Yeah.
And it's the same with crisps. Now we've got the whole thing out, so I know that once that's gone, it's gone. I've got a cupboard in my house where, like, what I'll have to do, because I'm... Like, if I was to get a big bag like that of Doritos, I would just wire through the whole thing. So I'll just have, like, some... Put them in this cupboard, and I always forget that they're there. It's like the cupboard that I never go in.
Yeah.
And then, like, a week later, I'll open it up for some reason. I'll be like, banging. I've got a massive bag.
And have you sealed them properly as well with a little
peg? Yeah,
with
a clip.
Well done.
For freshness.
For freshness.
Mm. We've got a seal called For Freshness. Here she is. Hello, For Freshness.
Okay, how's it going?
You're looking very Southern Belle today.
Tomo, chuck her a Dorito, mate.
There you go, For Freshness. Ah, she's lapping it up.
Loves it.
Yeah. So, Nick, I'm going to give you the opportunity now to, if you wish, to swap out one of your choices for our foreign crisps.
Okay, I'm trying to think rationally about it because I guess those Doritos, they'll be made from corn, won't they?
Yeah.
We've got potato, like reconstituted potato in the ready salted Walkers. I've no idea what squares are made out of.
They are made of straight potato.
Are they? So the Doritos are definitely staying for obvious reasons. They provide the most flavour. I kind of think the sensation from salt and vinegar is similar to the chilli thing. It's that slight sort of, it feels slightly wrong, too much of it. You know that you shouldn't have eaten it. God didn't create us to eat stuff like these crisps, like where...
Well, I don't know. I've never met them.
They're like nuclear kind of flavouring on them.
I think it's all part of evolution.
And also because the bag of squares was so disappointing that we got, that I've kind of lost my faith in them slightly.
Right.
I think... What I'd do is I'd have the oven-baked Walkers ready salted as my starter.
Yeah.
My main course would be the chili heatwave Doritos, and then for dessert I'll go for the plantain.
He swapped them out. Well done, Steven Seagal. That's amazing.
What was the last one?
DJ Barbecue swapped out his kettle chips for some paprika palm sticks.
Paprika palm sticks. What are they?
Palm sticks. Those like tiny little potato straws, paprika flavour.
They were pretty good.
You mean like chipsticks?
Sort of. Smaller. Not puffed.
So, Nick.
Yeah.
As well as your three crisps, we're also going to allow you a dip.
Oh,
big time.
Oh, yeah, but do we have a selection?
Nope. No, this is your pick, mate.
You've got
your one dip for life.
Now. Oh, guacamole.
Guac.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
And guacamole, actually, with the oven-baked Walkers would be good.
Yeah. I'm going to say guacamole's going to go with your banana plantains.
Yeah. I'd eat guacamole just with a straw.
There's no party on earth where guacamole isn't welcome.
I make a good guacamole as well. Do you know who's got the best guacamole recipe?
Oh.
Jack White from the White Stripes. So they leaked, someone like leaked his rider as a kind of, you know, sort of embarrass him about, you know, demands that people make. Because on his rider was his specific demand for, right, you know, he wants a bottle of Malbec or whatever he wants, a specific thing, you know, all these demands. And guacamole, but it has to be, and it specified the recipe.
Really?
That's okay.
I'm trying to remember it. So it's, yeah, and actually, but the funny thing was, it was this whole thing of like, oh, aren't rock stars ridiculous? And now it's become this thing where like, everyone's like, that's the best guacamole recipe. You like, it's something like four large Hass avocados, you cut them in 2 centimeter square chunks, chuck them in a bowl, vine ripened tomatoes, red onion, diced red chili.
Yes, ma'am.
Like, you know, it was all explained. Look it up. It is a really good guacamole recipe.
Do you have a rider when you're in your big Hollywood
hunting? No, you don't need one. No, you really don't. Because they provide, like, when you're in America anyway, like, the food is just, in fact, the thing that was the catalyst for going vegan was the food on set, because it's just constant and it's kind of gross, and it's like, it's not that we're any different in the UK, but it really made me, it pulled into focus how like in Western culture that we've just become accustomed to indulgence and waste. Like, I remember as a kid, like talking about the whole Tesco Value crisps, is that as a kid, you know, we never, my mum would never have bought pre-packaged like salad or something. It's like, no. You just made a salad, you had what you had in the cupboard and you make dinner from that. And now it's like, if we know, when we get together as a family, it'll be like, oh, you might go and buy these little packets, you know, like edamame bean salad in a plastic packet, and you just throw, and then all the leftovers just get thrown away. You know, so it really kind of brought that into focus, how bad we are with that in the Western world. And it, on set in America, like, you get this full breakfast bar, and you have smoothies made for you, and there'll be French toast, and they'll make omelets for you, and like whatever you want. And then there's craft services all through the day, crisps and sweets and snacks and bagels and donuts everything, and cans of Coke. And then midway through the morning, they'll bring in outside catering, which might be like mini empanadas or something like that. And then it's lunch and there's a full barbecue on.
Meanwhile, you've got to stay looking good.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. So all the actors are just staring there looking at it all enviously, and then and then all the crew are just wiring into it. And
the gaffer's on his third plate.
But it just creates so much waste. You just throw it away. It's like, you know, there's, it's like whenever you go to like a party or something, you know, you know, like someone throws a little pie and they get catering in or whatever, which is quite a big thing. There's, you know, the amount of, you know, these huge bin bags, it's just all the leftover food is just thrown into. And I was like, I don't really want to do that anymore. I don't really want to, I don't want to really be part of that.
I think we're much better in this country, because any job I've ever had, you sort of turn up in the car in the morning, do you want a butty or something? You're like, I have a butty. And they come back and they go, all we had was egg, like that. And it's wrapped in foil and it was arrived about 3 hours ago. And you go, sorry, it's already ketchup. I'm like, oh, sorry, like that. And you're eating the saddest egg bap ever. And you're in your trailer, which stinks of shit, but you're still like, made it.
I did. So my agent told me about one of his clients who, talking about riders and stuff, complained to him, like, got onto him and was like, Kiff, I can't believe this, is that one of the other actors had insisted on having Evian water instead of the regular water that they had in provided for them. And when my agent's client found this out and had basically said, why is she getting special treatment? I should get that as well. And called up, you know, her agent complaining about this, and he was like, whoa, let me stop you there. You've gone to the dark side. Like, you're complaining about not having Evian water in your trailer while you're getting paid a stupid amount of money to pretend to be someone else.
And you wouldn't notice.
Yeah, see, I'm not that. I'm not like, I don't have kind of expensive tastes really when it comes to stuff like that at all.
I did a telly once, right? And the caterer was Paul Scholes' uncle.
Oh, really?
And I was chatting to him. And
you look a bit like Paul Scholes.
Well, I'm not a million miles off.
You've got a bit of a Paul, you know, you're nowhere near as good, obviously, but your football style is a bit Paul Scholes.
Thanks,
but maybe slightly more Steven Gerrard than Paul Scholes.
Oh, but
you are a
box-to-box midfielder.
You are.
Yeah, I think this country underrated Paul Scholes in the same amount that you think you're underrated as a footballer.
Yes.
Sorry.
Anyway, Paul Scholes' uncle was saying that, you know, Paul Scholes had this reputation for just being rubbish at tackling, and he'd always get booked for these terrible late challenges. His uncle was saying, no, he was just a nasty little motherfucker. Serious. And he somehow created this fallacy that he was, oh, he's not very good at tackling.
I'm not very good at it, yeah.
No.
In the same way, you might mess up someone. The washing up.
Yeah.
So your wife's just like, just for the love of God, I'll do it. I'm trying so hard.
My granddad always used to say that. He was like a proper... He was born in Shoreditch, you know, grew up real kind of like proper Barrow boy sort of style, like did quite well for himself. You can imagine what he was like. Yeah. And he taught us as kids, he'd always say to us, like, because my grandma would do, typical kind of that generation, do everything.
Yeah.
Make all the food while he just sat there watching, like,
that was my granddad
football,
as well.
Cricket or golf or whatever.
And he'd always say to us,
if you don't want to do a job, volunteer to do it. Do it badly, never get asked to do it again. That was his tactic with the whole thing.
Yeah. Good lad.
Yeah.
That's my acting career.
Yes. So, Nick, you also get a soft drink.
Ooh.
What's it going to be?
Ah, see. Okay, right. It rains, I take it aside, so we can drink water.
We've got water.
We've got access to...
So I've got to go for something.
Oh, I like an absolute mug.
Yeah.
It's fizzy water.
I do love fizzy water.
So
man.
Do I.
I've got SodaStream at home.
So yeah.
Did you get one after you've been around mine?
Yes,
amazing.
Sir.
It's the best. In fact, I've got the empty canisters in my bike, like my motorbike at the moment, to go to Argos after here to exchange them for new ones because it's run out.
What fizzy drinks do you people make in?
SodaStream.
Just fizzy water.
But you can add like chilli vibes.
Yeah. Oh, that's a really tricky what soft drink. Because are we talking like fizzy drinks or can it be like
any drink, non-alcoholic drink?
Well,
I reckon.
Yeah,
that makes sense. Though.
See, that DG brand ginger beer is amazing.
Who's DG?
You know the proper ginger beer that you get those where it's like the.
I know the one
like
that says Jamaican. Sort of,
Jamaican ginger beer. But is
spicy.
It DG or something? They're called like the brand. So it'd have to be ginger beer, or.
That is spicy, that ginger beer, though.
Oh, I love it.
Can you drink that much of it, though?
Yeah.
Really? If you want to get...
But then I also think as well is that, like, it's not... I love this. Have you ever had kombucha?
No.
Mate, that's another word I've never heard. It's a proper LA thing.
I'm too ignorant. Like, there's a kombucha bar that's opened up in Crystal Palace, and I keep walking past it, and there's no one in there, and I'm like, I can't go in because I don't want to go one kombucha and be handed like a lettuce or something.
The brand
stand there eating it.
But my favourite brand though is you can't get it over here. They don't import it over here. I've tried.
What's it made of? Is it like a seaweed?
So basically, it's like a fermented tea, but like sweet. Nah. Honestly, you've got to try it. But it's like flavoured and. The guy who set up the company, like GT or whatever, I think they're called GT, this kombucha company, I think he said that it was because it's like his dad or something had diabetes and would constantly drink Coca-Cola. So he would made it so it's like a kind of not bad for you fizzy.
It's fizzy.
Kind of, well, it's got this like fizzy, you know, when you get like proper spring water that's carbonate, you know, it's like from a spring, but it has that slight fizzy quality. It's kind of like that. So it's like, it's not like drinking a Coke or whatever. It's got a bit of fizz to it, and there's one. It's called Trilogy. They call it like the. I don't know what it's got in the flavour of it, but I could drink that by the bucket load. The only thing is you'd hate it with your bowel problems
because
it will go through you.
Oh, yeah. Is it like? Has it got like sweetener in it or something?
No. It's all natural. All kind of. A bunch of them have sugar in them. Most of them have like a bit of sugar in them. But a lot of the time, it's kind of from the fruit.
So, what flavour do you have?
It's called. I don't know what flavour.
Well,
it is.
That's
it's
the
called
thing.
Trilogy.
Fruit will blow you up. If my kids see the shit, we just give them as much fruit as possible.
Yeah,
that gets them going.
Because I'm thinking I'm there for the rest of my life. Well, actually, maybe I'll just get bored and I want to die quicker. Anyway.
Yeah, you can just ginger beer yourself to death. Like 10 cans in one go. You get all spicy.
But I reckon,
and die.
Actually, I reckon I would get bored of the ginger beer. I'd get sick of quicker than the kombucha.
Yeah.
In the same way that I think that's probably true of these nasty crisps is that you think like. Oh, they're amazing. I could eat them forever. And then once you've wired for a whole bag, you never want to go near them again.
Yeah. Kombucha it is?
Kombucha, yeah.
All right.
God, that's... I'm going to sound
Tom,
like such
I a... Tom, I thought you'd chosen the most pretentious drink.
Yeah, that is the most... what was yours? The sparkling
water. Fizzy water.
Kombucha is pretty pretentious.
I'm still at an age where I think fizzy water is posh.
The other thing is as well, if I'm getting it for free, it's expensive kombucha. Okay. So I think kind of economically, I'm doing quite well out of this.
Fair.
Like, you're looking to set up a trading block.
When I'm in, with
your fruit and your kombucha.
When I'm in Los Angeles, like I'll get through like two or three of them a day and they're like $4 each. So you're spending like 10 quid. A day on
gone off tea.
Basically. I bought my brother a kit for Christmas one year because he loves making stuff. Like he'll make his own like cured meats and sausages and all this sort of stuff. And he started like brewing cider and that. So I bought him one of these things, hoping to get free kombucha. But he said it was really, really complicated and hard to do, which is a surprise for my brother. But also, as well, I think it's probably because he just likes Coca-Cola, so he didn't have the motivation.
Well, Nick. That's an interesting trilogy of crisps you've got
that's
there.
That's a really interesting selection.
Yeah.
Really interesting. You've got the kombucha and then we've got the plantain. Second time Stephen Seagull's brought in an option. The broad crisps have taken precedence.
What was swapped out last time?
Kettle chips out for the prawn sticks.
Oh, so his mate must have been gutted about that. Mm-hmm. He ditched his mate's
brand.
Well,
I think he thinks
it. He dropped it in there as a bit of marketing. Did DJ Barbecue choose barbecue flavoured crisps? That's what I want to know.
What else did he have?
He had a plain tortilla crisp.
Yeah,
he loves tortillas, and for his
good
dip, he chose pico de gallo. So that's got that working. Then he went salt and vinegar McCoy's for his first ones.
Oh yeah.
And that's a great choice.
Big things.
Well, the ridged ones.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
yeah.
Captures more flavour.
They are. Do you know what? They're the first ones. Like, they are the original. They're original.
Original
ridges.
So Nick, what are you doing at the minute? Anything you want to plug?
There's a couple of films that I did like last year that will be going into festival circuit and that sort of thing. But the stuff which I'm doing right now, I can't really plug because I've written film with another writer, which is kind of full steam ahead with packaging it and getting it out there to investors and stuff like that with amazing guys over in LA, a guy called Braden Aftergood, who produced Hello High Water and a bunch of other stuff who's amazing. And my management team are kind of on that as well, but you know, until that's sort of a bit further down the line. And then there's a TV series that I'm writing for a company called Automatic in LA, but again with that's kind of loosely based on a novel, and we're still waiting for the deal to be done on that. Mm-hmm. So I can't really plug them because they're not things which I'm really...
Well, if we were back at home and we had access to Google and the news, we would look out for them.
Well, Nick Blood.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming.
Nice one. Pleasure. Thanks for...
I'll see you around.
Crisps.
Yeah, see you around on the island.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll swap you some Doritos for your...
Well, that's against the rules.
Oh, it's nearly naked time, Tom.
Okay. I'm going to go and eat my scampi fries.
All right, you dirty bastard.
Nice one.
Bye, Nick.
Bye.
See you soon. Thank you, Nick Blood. And thank you so much for listening to Desert Island Crisps. Please find us on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter at Desert Crisps. Special thank you as always to producer Adam Loveday Brown, editor Mikey Loveday, Ollie Kilby for the art and Phil Surtees for the music. Catch you next time. We'll be here. Always.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.